Hi, sir. This is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. Today, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Now, first of all, in this case, would you like to continue this interview in English or Spanish? Do you feel comfortable
English,
in English,
please,
or Spanish? Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for the things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the non-partisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August the 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well. Let me read you the answers. I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot.
I have not. I'm going to vote early voting, though.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that, sir. So you will say that you will definitely going to vote.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th?
Early voting, but in person.
Early voting in person. Thank you for that, sir. Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, somewhat Republican. Okay. Now, what is your main racial background? African American, Asian, White Caucasian, Hispanic?
A Hispanic.
Hispanic. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
What is your age?
55.
55. Thank you for that. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of them, let me know as well, okay? Let's go ahead and start with Kamala Harris.
I'm sorry, what were the options? Was it no opinion? Is it unfavorable?
Sure.
I have an unfavorable opinion of her.
Okay. You will say that it will be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Cindy Lerner?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Raquel Regalado?
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. And last but not least, Richard Prasnik.
Wow, never heard of him.
Okay, let me mark that down in here. You never hear of him. Thank you for that. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom you will vote?
Yeah, Manny Cid. I'll vote for
Manny Cid. Oh, okay. Thank you for that. He is on the answers, so let me mark that down here as your answers. Thank you. And will you say that you are definitely going voting or probably voting for Manny Cid?
I will definitely be voting for him.
Thank you for that. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote? Richard Prasnik, Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado.
Raquel Regalado.
Thank you for that. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Definitely voting for her.
Definitely voting for her. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or hear anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. Okay. And did what you see, read or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission? If
less
it made
likely.
No difference, less likely. Let me go ahead and less likely. Thank you for that. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yeah, I think she had a some kind of fundraiser at the Big Cheese with free pizza or something like that.
Oh, okay. Let me mark that down here as your answer. And did what you see, read, or hear recently made you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate as well.
Yeah, no difference.
No difference, sir. Okay. Now, you will be now asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for qualification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, will you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate or two years degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4 years degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with a four-year degree.
Okay. Excellent. And what is your national ancestry? For example, Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban. Dominican, Cuban. Okay. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, always speak English?
Always speak English.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you for your time, and hope you have a really good rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.